This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Monday Gaza's becoming a graveyard for children, amplifying demands for a ceasefire in the enclave, where Palestinian health authorities said the death toll from Israeli strikes had exceeded 10,000.
The Israel Defense Forces and continued bombardments are hitting civilians, hospitals, refugee camps, mosques, church, and UN facilities, including shelters. No one is safe.
Both Israel and the Hamas militants who control Gaza have rebuffed mounting international pressure for a ceasefire. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The U.S. has taken some rare steps in its push to stop the Israel-Hamas war from spreading, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A U.S. official says CIA Director William Burns is in the Middle East, meeting with world leaders and intelligence partners. Burns's travel plans are typically off the record. So are the locations of U.S. submarines. But Central Command says an Ohio-class sub has sailed into Mideast waters through the Suez Canal. The Pentagon says the sub will support U.S. deterrence efforts in the region. A defense official tells the AP, while some Ohio-class subs can fire nuclear weapons, this one is a variant that cannot. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration faces growing pressure at home and abroad to compel Israel to take steps to minimize civilian deaths in its drive to oust Hamas militants who attacked on October 7th. A sizable majority of Americans would like to see the U.S. negotiate to get Gaza citizens out of harm's way, Reuters Ipsos polling shows. This is VOA News. Ukraine's foreign minister Monday held talks with his South African counterpart in Pretoria that were overshadowed by the war in Gaza. Kate Bartlett reports a fiery press conference after the meeting saw the South African minister slam both the Israeli and U.S. ambassadors to South Africa.
The conflict in Gaza, rather than the war in Ukraine, dominated a press conference in Pretoria following a meeting between Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba and his South African counterpart Naledi Pandor. While refraining from condemning Russia, Pandor repeatedly brought up Israel, saying at one point its response in Gaza was one of collective punishment. The South African government position has always been pro-Palestinian, and on Monday, an official in the presidency announced Pretoria was recalling its diplomats from Israel. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Polish truckers blocked roads to three border crossings with Ukraine on Monday, authorities said, to protest against what they see as government inaction over a loss of business to foreign competitors during Russia's war on Ukraine. Truckers from Ukraine have been exempt from seeking permits to cross the Polish border since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, and firms from Russia and Belarus have been setting up Polish entities, the Polish truckers say. Rescuers in Nepal are still looking for survivors in the rubble from Friday's earthquake. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham says it's the worst quake to hit the country in more than 8 years.
Since Friday's quake, thousands of buildings in Jarjakot and the neighboring Rukum West district have collapsed or developed cracks, making them uninhabitable. Sifting through the debris and trying to retrieve what's left, Pavitra Cholongiri is at a loss when it comes to what the future holds for her and her family.
We have nothing left. Dust from the debris is entering our noses and mouths. We can't see properly due to the dust. We have dust in our ears. What do we do? We are in a very bad situation.
Nepal police spokesperson Kuba Kadiat said authorities would keep looking for survivors, then quickly address relief and rehabilitation for affected families. The government treats the injured free of charge.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Donald Trump complained of unfair treatment in defiant and rambling testimony on the witness stand at the civil fraud trial about his New York business on Monday, prompting the judge to threaten to cut his testimony short. Under questioning about the Trump Organization's accounting practices, the former U.S. president clearly aggravated Judge Arthur Engoron. Trump often avoided direct answers, instead bragging about his properties and his wealth. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.